Although a picket was averted, unionized nurses at Albany Medical Center continue to voice their concerns about staffing and patient care.
What do we want?
Last year, nurses at Albany Medical Center voted to join the New York State Nurses Association. Since then, contract negotiations have been ongoing. They gathered Wednesday at the Hilton Garden Inn across from the medical center to air their concerns, which they say are essential to ensuring patients get the care they need and deserve. RN Chris Lee has been with the hospital for 6 years.
We've been trying to address this with our contract, with our, with our language that we had proposed previously. And it seems that all our concerns are kind of falling on deaf ears. And we feel that that is quite unfortunate. And we feel that these concerns need to be known. And we're using this opportunity today with our kind of forum and rally to let the general public know that we are in the midst of trying to negotiate a contract.
Karen Gerstenberger has been a cardiopulmonary ICU nurse at AMC for more than 3 decades.
We're trying to let the community know about our concerns about staffing, our work to get a competitive contract and a fair contract with Albany Medical Center management. We're looking for competitive wages and benefits and to have a say in staffing in the hospital.
A planned picket was stymied when the hospital took legal action, filing an unfair labor practice charge, alleging the union violated federal law by announcing its intent to picket before mediators could intervene. Albany Med maintains it is negotiating in good faith. Hospital spokesman Jeffrey Gordon.
Negotiating a contract, especially the first contract, is a very long process. It's not uncommon for it to take over a year or longer to get everything in place for the first contract. So we're continuing to work towards that goal, to get a contract that meets all of the needs of the nurses, as well as meeting the needs of the institution and the patients and the community in our region.
So both sides are talking to each other, negotiating?
Absolutely. Conversation is ongoing. We have negotiation sessions on a regular basis, and we continue to make progress on some very important issues that regard that are very important to the nurses and to our patients and our institution.
So does it look like we may be able to avert a picket or even worse, a strike?
Our goal is to make sure that we can continue our focus on patient care. That's our number one priority and our only priority. We're working as hard as we can to get an agreement that will help us get back to focusing and to ensure that we can focus on patient care.
Jennifer Bejo, an ICU nurse for 13 years, appreciates those who stopped by the event to show their support and hopes for a good outcome.
I know it's a process. The bargaining is a process. And eventually, I'm very positive that we'll be able to, get to that fair contract that we all deserve. But they have to, listen more. Listen more to the nurses, because we are the backbone of the hospital. Without us, I do believe that the organization is going to be nothing. We contributed to the success and to whatever, prestige that they have achieved all through the years. So we deserve to be respected too.
NYSNA's upstate political director Corey Ellis, who is also president of the Albany Common Council, encouraged the crowd.
Your efforts will lead to organizing more nurses right down the street at St. Peter's Hospital. Let's go.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.